Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Daf Nun. Nazir 50A. Pagination is 99. We'll start on the facing page, though, where the Gemara begins in the middle of the wide lines. The Mishnah told us examples that a Nazir would be considered in violation of his Nazirus, in that he became Tameh to a dead body. The Gemara tells us, Tanu Rabbanon, the following story. Achar Petiroso Shereb Meir, after Reb Meir passed away, Amar Lehen Rabbi Yehuda L'Talmidav, Rabbi Yehuda told his students, Ayikantzu Talmidei Rabbi Meir L'Kan. Don't let the students of Reb Meir come in. Mepnei shekanturonim heim, because they are contentious, velo lilmot Torah hein boin, and they're not coming to learn Torah, ela lekapcheni bahalachos hein boin. They're coming to catch me on halachos, they're contentious, and I don't want them here. Interesting perspective, either because the students of Reb Meir no longer had a Rebbe, or because this was a general thing that they wanted to show that their Rebbe's way of learning was very elite. But Rabbi Yehuda said, I don't want any part of it. I don't want them coming in. Dochak Sumchas v'nichnas. Sumchas, who was a student of Reb Meir, pushed his way in. He managed to get into the Beis Medrash. Amar lohem, and he said as follows. Kach shana li Reb Meir. Reb Meir taught the following teaching. Al elu tumos hanazir migaleach. On the following cases, a nazir would have to do the shaving because his nazirus was violated by a corpse type of tuma. And he gave the examples. Al hames, if it's a dead body. Va'al kezayis min hames, and even a kezayis portion of the dead body. Kos Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda heard this and he got angry. Va'amalehen, he told them, Lokacha marti lochem, didn't I tell you, ayikantzu talmidei Rabbi Meir lekan? The students of Rabbi Meir should not come in here. Mepnei shekanturonim heim, because they're contentious. It's not real teaching of Torah, there's something wrong here. Al kezayis min ames megaleach al ames lokol shekein. You could tell that Rabbi Meir didn't teach this to them. It doesn't make any sense. If indeed a small portion of a dead body is already considered a violation and the Nazir is going to have to do his rejuvenation process to start again, so then if a kezayis does that, certainly an entire dead body does that, why would Reb Meir say them both? A dead body and a kezayis from a dead body. Obviously, this is a statement Reb Meir never made, and they're just trying to trip me up, and they're saying things in the name of Reb Meir, and they're just causing problems. That is the perspective of Rabbi Yehuda, and he was upset. We move on to today's daf. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi was present, and he said as follows, and this is what I want to focus on. Yomru, they're going to say, Meir Shochav, Reb Meir, my colleague, has passed away. Yehuda Koas, Rabbi Yehuda, my other colleague, is angry with what's going on, and he's not paying any heed to this statement. Yossi Shosak, and Rabbi Yossi, talking about himself, is going to be quiet. Torah Matahayolah, what's going to be with Torah? And therefore, Rabbi Yossi proceeded to try to explain the case that you could have that would make sense, that you would need both of these rules to know both kezayis min hames, but even after you have kezayis min hames, you should also have the case of an entire mace. Perhaps there's a case where there's a mace, a dead body, that doesn't have the classification of having a kezayis basar, doesn't have any flesh on it, it's only a skeleton, and they discuss what the case might be. But again, to focus on Rabbi Yossi's perspective, Rabbi Yossi says, really, I would keep quiet. But there's a terrible detriment, a terrible problem going on over here. Reb Meir is no longer allowed around to explain himself. Reb Yehuda is angry. And Torah has to be upheld. We have to know what the Torah says. And therefore, he felt compelled to speak out because Yossi Shosak, in his words, is no longer an option. We find that at one point, both Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu were upset with the Jewish people. And Chazal tell us Hashem's comment was, if Harav Koas, if I'm going to be angry, and Moshe's going to be angry, so then what's going to be with the Jewish people? And the next pasuk says, Umashorso Yehoshua ben Nun Na'ar lo yomosh mitocha ohel, that if Moshe's going to be upset, besides Hashem being upset, then Yehoshua is going to have to take over. Yehoshua is going to have to be the liaison to the Jewish people. Because again, this expression, if it's Torah matahei aleha, or the Jewish people matahei aleha, but you can't sit idly by. At that point, it's b'makom she'ein ish, hishtada li yosish. If no one else is doing it, you got to do it. Because we have a concept of the way the system has to work. And if you have breakdown, like you see in this Gemara, or you have breakdown, like Rashi is describing in Chumash, then something has to give. Someone has to work it out. Again, sometimes you would stand on whatever normal style you're used to. But sometimes you have to step out of that. And we see over here that Rabbi Yossi would have kept quiet, except that the authenticity of Torah was at risk, that he really held he had an explanation for what Reb Meir said, and he felt that Yossi Shosak was not an option here, that he had to go out of character and speak out Leman Hashem for the sake of Torah. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.